Certainly is. The Melbourne Storm in action in a prelim against the Canberra Raiders tomorrow night. And Ryan Hinchcliffe, the assistant from the Storm, has been good enough to join us. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
We're going well, thank you, buddy. Well, indeed. Now, the Raiders defeated us in the qualifying final last year. Has that been mentioned this week?
It hasn't been mentioned, to be honest, but I'm sure within the playing group that, you know, that loss, you know, hurt us last year, and there will be a bit of, I suppose, redemption, you know, within the group, but it's not something we've sort of drawn on as a group. We know that this year's a different year, and we've got to go out and execute what we want to do.
Did the semi-final result surprise you against the Roosters? I think the Roosters were heavy favourites going into that game, 22-18 in favour of the Raiders. Did it surprise you?
Not a whole lot. I think it was a bit of a flip of the coin. I mean, Roosters have sort of been battling for a couple of weeks. Obviously, a great team, but, you know, I suppose, you know, have been the premiers 2 years in a row, and, you know, every team chased them. I think they looked a little burnt out. But, you know, saying that, the Raiders went out and they played a really smart game. You know, they held onto the ball, and, you know, and they really took it to them through the middle of the field. And obviously, they got Jack Whiten on their left edge there, who kicked really well. So they played a really smart game of footy.
Hey, what have you done, Ryan, with the break? Obviously, I would imagine it would help, particularly with the way this season's played out. But also, the fact is, you're not at home. So what do you do during that period?
Yeah, we've just, tried to keep ourselves ticking over. Obviously, give us a chance to rest some players' bodies up. You know, the team had played 18 games straight, or not yet, 18 games straight. So that's a lot of footy without a break. And with the new rule changes and everything that's gone on, it's been a really hard and fast, you know, 18 weeks. And, you know, the players' bodies were certainly feeling the pinch a bit. So there's a chance to give them a bit of a break from that. But at the same time, we made sure that we've kept them moving, and we've worked on some things that we think are going to be important for us. So the combination of resting up, but also getting through what we need to get through to make sure that we're right for tomorrow.
Now, Cam Munster is a big talking point at the moment. You've got a couple of other guys that are a little bit sore, or were a little bit sore. How are they looking, and particularly Cam, going into this weekend?
Yeah, well, he had last week off training, but he did some running on Monday and train Tuesday, so he's looking like he's going to be okay. But again, he'll have his final session today, and then we'll make a call on him this afternoon. But at this stage, things are looking good. That Munster will be, he'll be all right.
Will there be any other squad changes?
It's hard to say at this stage. So Dale Finucane's been, he's had a serious calf injury and hasn't played for a fair while. So he trained on Tuesday and he's pulled up okay. But again, he'll have to get through today. And then again, we have to make a decision. You know, like I said, he hasn't played for, I think, 7 or 8 weeks. So I think I'll leave that up to the big boss.
The big boss. Well, he was busy yesterday, the big boss, changing tyres. Did he ever get around to actually getting it finished?
No, I think he had to get someone to come and help him. I think he's only quite work out. Yeah, where the jack one, where the jack went, how to wind it up. So yeah, that happened a while ago, actually. But it was quite funny, wasn't it?
It was very funny. He was looking in the wrong spot to get the jack in the spot. He was all over the shop, he was, the coach.
Yeah, he left the bush a long time. He claims he's a bushy, but he left the bush a long time ago. It was quite funny.
And so the build-up and the preparation now, tomorrow night, of course, is the game. What happens from here until then?
So we've got our captain's run this morning, so we'll have a bit of a meeting, and then we'll go out and train for half an hour or so, and just again go over the things that we feel is important for us, and then the players will rest up and get themselves ready for tomorrow night. So obviously pretty exciting times up here for us. Feels like a very different build up for a prelim, being being away from your home, and we're making sure that we're going through and doing exactly what we need to do, and hopefully we can make everyone back home before we're prepared.
Oh, there's no doubt you do that every time you get out there on the field, the Melbourne Storm. We love you, and we cannot wait to see what happens tomorrow night. 7:50, preliminary final, my apologies, for a spot in the grand final. Check your local guides against the Canberra Raiders. Ryan, send our best to the boys. Appreciate your time.
Will do. Thank you.